Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Paige Byrne, who hiked from France to Spain along El Camino de Santiago.
So it's a 500-mile trek that goes from the French Pyrenees across to Santiago de Compostela in northern Spain. And I went by myself, but met a ton of awesome people along the way. So I ended up hiking with a group of like 7 or 8 of us. And by the time we were reaching Santiago, we were kind of like losing our minds because you'd been hiking for like 30 days at that point, and we're just kind of like done with it. Still having fun, but done with it. So one of the best friends that I met along that trip was a girl named Nikki from Munich. And along the way, she had been teaching me different like German phrases. And so my German sucks, and I apologize for that. But two of the things that I learned along the way were that snails are called Schneckes, and slugs are called Nachtschneckes, which means naked snail. Just kind of clever, actually, if you think about it. And so by the time we were reaching Santiago, we were all kind of losing it, and we decided to have a photo contest every day to come up with the craziest picture of the day. And Nikki and I were hiking and came up with this idea to pose naked behind this pile of rocks, and then so you could just see us like chest up, and that, well, here up. And then at the end of the day, we won like best picture of the day with that for our little group of people that were hiking together. And so we get like 2 days out from Santiago. So I should preface this with that the Camino is actually like a Catholic pilgrimage. So you end up with like people who like hiking and people who are like on this religious pilgrimage, which is, they're two different groups, right? And so we ended up hiking with this guy named Raphael from Poland, who had been in training to become a monk, but was kind of at the end of his training and wasn't sure if he actually wanted to go through with it, which is like kind of a predicament, right? And so we had been talking with him along the way, and like you end up just like getting to know people really, really well. And we get to the end, and we're hiking with him one day, and we're in this photo contest, and we decide that the other German word that I learned was sleeping bag, and that was Schlafsack. So my one German sentence is Nacht im Schlafsack, which means I'm naked in my sleeping bag. So we decide that we're going to take this picture in the middle of the woods naked in our sleeping bags. So we stop, we get naked, and put our sleeping bags up to here, and the first person that walks along is Raphael. And so he's walking along, and he's this like adorable like 24, 25-year-old like Polish kid that's just really, really sweet. And he walks along, and we're like, Raphael, come take our picture. And he's like, what? And so he comes up, and he's like, holy but he's standing there, and he's like, and he takes our picture. He's like mortified and then keeps walking. And so when you reach Santiago, that was the end of the story. We won that day for the photo contest too. But it was a good picture. So we reached Santiago, and it's like a big party. You're meeting up with people in the square and drinking and just like socializing with all these people that you've hiked with for the last 30, 35 days. And he's talking with one of our other friends, and he looks at him and he goes, so I've decided I'm not going to be a monk. This is the most I've ever seen of a woman, and I don't think that I can become a monk now. Oh. And that is my naked hiking story.
That was a Stoop story from Paige Byrne about her escapades on the trail. You can hear her story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. I'm Sheila Cass, glad you're with us on the record. Hope you have fun this weekend, even if the weather is soggy.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.